Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 13th of July. Starting up with AML Minerals, where we've got the slow breakout through the 2 pence zone. Obviously, the big target there, which has been flagged for a while, is 5 to 6p, which is the top of that broadening triangle from June. Currently, obviously, that seems rather a long way away, but at least while we're above 2 pence on an end-of-day close basis, that could be the destination over the next 2 to 3 months. A new name in the near term is Alpha Financial, and here being a bit keen in terms of coming up with the charting call, the bullish one, but we've had a bear trap from below that 64 pence May support and a break of that line of resistance from June around 67, I suppose. Above 67, looking for a top of March trend channel target as high as £1.10. So that, and all of this is largely on the basis of today's very strong intraday candle so far. And ideally, we get an end of day close back above the 50-day average at 73 pence today. Just wanted to look at Boohoo because it's been a bit nasty, both for the bulls and the bears, although both camps seem to be very set in their ways. What was interesting here was that the nastiest thing that could happen did happen, i.e. we had a rebound from basically nowhere, i.e. near £2, and just a bull trap through the 200-day moving average at £3. I think it went up to 309. On Friday, and just temporarily, which is what you see in the worst of the bull trap situations. Back now again, I suppose the easiest thing here really is strategically is to wait for an end of day close above the 200-day line, even though that's a long way away. Otherwise, we still risk on a bigger picture below the 200-day line the call that I made before with the article I wrote last week, which is a bottom of a broadening triangle target as low as £1.20 for Boohoo. So a bit of an ice rink at the moment in terms of where the shares are going, but the 200-day line and 120 seem to be the two strongest features there. The other point to note, which is what somebody told me, was that even though there was a company share buyback, none of the directors bought into that latest decline for the shares. So maybe there's a message in there somewhere. Mining stocks doing rather well at the moment, largely off the back of copper rising, which has taken a long time but finally happening. Besant is a stock which has broken its a resistance line there from the end of May, also back above the 50-day moving average at 0.11 pence, or 0.12, in fact, just under 0.12. End-of-day close above the 50-day line, which is rising, could be the start of a process that takes us up to the top of a rising trend channel from October last year up to 0.33 pence. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for a weekly close above the 200-day line, currently at 0.146. So still maybe a few days for that to happen on that situation. Clontarf is next. We wanted to look at some stocks a bit earlier, sort of early bird situations rather than late. This is another one, a bit like Besant, breaking that resistance line from March around the 0.45 level, and also breaking this line of resistance from April as well, so around the 0.5 number. But basically, as long as we're above the 0.5 level, looking for a best case scenario target here up to the top of that rising trend channel from February at 1.6 pence. Once again, if you're cautious on the stock, you could wait for the 200-day line to be broken up there at 0.65 before pressing the buy button. Stop loss at the moment, back below the 50-day line at 0.43. Just celebrating once again the return of Eurasia Mining. We hit nearly 22p earlier this morning. So that's the highest the stock has been, I think, ever, well, at least in the near term. Current situation, finding some support there at what was formerly a Friday resistance for the shares, so around 17, 18 pence. And while that's the case, we could still head up towards the 25 pence area, which was the is the top of that rising trend channel I've drawn from October. Basically, even though we are very overbought at the moment, there still seems to be some interest in the shares, put it mildly. Yeah, 18.2 pence the high from Friday, so while we're above that, the upside still very much in place, and that's on an end of day close basis. Hero of the day, I suppose, by quite a mile, a long way, is Empire Metals. It was pointed out on Twitter actually last week that there was a reader cross between Eurasia and Empire, and in fact Empire's certainly run with the ball since then. The initial target here in recent coverage over the last month, 2 months, was 3.5 pence, the top of a rising trend channel from February. If we do get an end of day or end of week close above 3.5 pence, the new target here would be as high as 6 pence. Clearly a best case scenario target, but that would be as high as 6 pence, which is a February resistance line projection. At the moment, the stop loss on the buy argument back below the old June resistance at 2.67 pence. Stock which is getting a lot of chit-chat on Twitter, a lot of people keen about it, is Energizer. I covered this before. I think I was looking for a rather ambitious sounding target as high as 1.7, 1.8, which is the top of that December broadening triangle, 1.7, I would say. What's good at the moment, or today at least, is that we've broken that line of resistance from January around 7.75. Also, we're above the 200-day moving average at 0.8 pence. So an end-of-day close at above that 0.75 pence should be the start of a process where we hit 1.7 over the next month or two. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you wait for a break of 0.9, which is June resistance. But given the relative enthusiasm on social media at the moment for the shares, probably one would be looking to enter the fray sooner rather than later. Fresnillo is a request from somebody I regard as one of the best investors in London, just to butter him up. We've got this current situation. Fresnillo, obviously a very famous mining stock, and currently hitting the new highs here. The way that things are panning out at the moment, one would be looking for a move towards the top of a rising trend channel, which I'm just drawing at the moment, probably up to this sort of level, top of the January trend channel, as high as £11.70 over the next month to 6 weeks. And that target valid really while we hold above, at least while we hold above the former May resistance up there at the £8.25 level. Ideally, there's no breakback below £9, which was an initial July resistance. So above the £9 area, at least up to £11.70 for Fresnillo. Stock which has updated the market today and which I've interviewed for Share Talk is Jubilee Metals. You can see that shares have gapped up quite nicely over the session to date, and we're still looking for as high as 6 pence as far as the upside is concerned, which is a line of resistance from April last year. And that's valid really while we hold above the 200-day line currently at 3.6 pence. The gap above the or through the 200-day line today, very encouraging indeed. Open and Orphan, it's been a slightly slow in the recent past, but it looks like things are finally speeding up a bit for the pharmaceutical services company, which is never shy about talking about itself. Current situation here, we've broken that neckline resistance from June at 13 pence. We've also broken above the rising 50-day moving average at 12.5 pence or 12.58 pence. The message here is at least while we're above the uptrend line from March at 12 pence, we're looking for a best case scenario target at 24 pence over the next couple of months. Any weakness towards the 12 to 13 pence area in the meantime, regarded as a technical buying opportunity. A few more to come still. A very exciting day, I suppose, in terms of the small cap situation. Here we've broken, for Sareum, we've broken that line of resistance from June at 0.5 pence. And while we're above 0.5 pence, looking for a top of May trend channel target as high as 0.9 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of September. Stop loss back below the 200-day moving average at 0.45 pence. One of the best technical breakouts of the recent past has been Trafalgar. It was spotted here as a potential bounce off a broadening triangle early last week, I think just below 0.1 pence. So far, we've hit 0.3, just shy of the best case scenario target at 0.35, but there's still the week is still young. The upsides are very much valid while we hold above that June intraday peak at 0.2 pence. So that's if you can put a stop loss in, or at least have a mental stop loss in there, that would be the one to go for. A couple more to go. Verditech is one here. We gapped to the upside today, so that's always of interest technically. And the view here is at least while we're above the 20-day moving average of 8.5 pence, there could be further significant upside, potential upside here up towards the top of the rising 2019 trend channel there at 26p over the next 1 to 2 months while we hold above the 20-day line as a trailing stop loss. Final stock is a request today. Somebody on following me on Twitter has asked for this one. Zoetic. What's of interest here is the on a technical basis at least, is the way that we had a last week we had a golden cross buy signal between the 50 and 200 day moving averages. We've also got great consolidation after the rise towards the beginning part of early part of June. The view here is that we've got a rising trend channel that the shares will hopefully follow higher over the next few weeks and months. Initial target here, I suppose, up towards the 16 to 17 pence zone. I'm trying to draw the trend channel correctly. About up to the 16 to 17 pence zone. And that would be seen as soon as the end of next month. Stop loss back below 8 pence at this stage, which was basically the June and early July dips that the shares have had. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.